So here we are, it's midnight, we're just sat on the steps mellowing out with Jamie Davis, our percussionist. So Jamie,
yeah,
another jam session nearly over. Talk us through.
Well, what can I say? It always starts off a bit slow.
What do you mean?
Well, the music is usually slow, but it's a little bit people are a bit reticent to play as freely as they can, and sometimes, usually there's no applause at the start, and people are a bit kind of uptight, so it always seems to be that way.
So you just want to get people out and sort of enjoy themselves,
and then, you know, after the first couple of tunes, usually life is up a bit, and I suppose anything can happen, really, you know.
Literally
butcher a few jazz tunes, make them our own.
And do you have a deep sort of influence in jazz, or is it just part of the repertoire that you do? Or
well, I learned jazz drumming by Johnny Wadham, a well-known Irish drummer who's dead now. He was a great drummer, a great man, great character. Passed away about 5 years ago. So I started off playing rock, and then. After a while, he started giving me jazz charts and saying, you know, do you want to do this stuff? Usually big band stuff, lots of phrases and stuff that I had to learn off by heart and so on, sheet music and stuff. And so he really got me into jazz. I mean, I never listened to jazz before that. And then I got into Miles Davis and John Coltrane and all the usual stuff. And, started listening to that, listening to the drummers and that. People like Tony Williams and Elvin Jones and Art Blakey. Lewis, drummers like that.
And do you find the style different playing jazz to playing, say, rock? I mean, are you sort of taking more influence of the double bass?
You can hear a lot more. you've got a lot more opportunity to be dynamic with the music rather than just playing rock, which can be a bit tedious if you're just banging drums. I don't know what it's like playing rock guitar. I'm sure it's like heaven. Playing rock drums is a little bit, for me anyway. I'm not a very good rock drummer. I don't think I can't. I'm not very good at memorizing songs and stuff. Well, I can be. Sometimes it's good because when you learn the song and you have a set to play, and you know, with rock, and then you can kind of loosen up after a while and improvise a bit. But that's very good, you know. But
yeah.
With jazz, it's better because it's always improvising. You can.
So you like this sort of whole improvisation type side of things?
Well,
it's
definitely the way I play, because I play with feel rather than with techniques. So, I think it's more about the way I play.
Yeah, because I mean, the sort of a classic example of a jazz sort of percussionist, if you like, is with brushes rather than, say, with sticks. And yeah, tonight, I mean, you play with sticks mostly. And do you sort of find that really sort of gives a more revive to it? Or
with sticks?
I mean, yeah.
Well, I think with a lot of jazz stuff, when you start off, you can start off with brushes and then you kind of build up to sticks and you start tapping the cymbal and stuff. And then, you kind of follow a pattern in a way. But I think with brushes, it's a completely different art. It's like, it's almost like playing a different instrument because there's such a technique to that, to using brushes.
But do you think it's like a confidence thing, or is it purely just sort of style?
With brushes, especially if you're playing slow songs, slow jazz songs with brushes, you can hear everything. Your mistakes are very easy to hear, you know. Yeah, because it's like there's scrapey pauses between the ends, and I think it's actually easier, I think, to play fast jazz because you can get away with a lot more. It's all happening so quickly that I think the listener doesn't really notice that much when you fuck up. But if it's, you know, if it's slow, it's like a slow death.
Yeah,
if it fucks up,
you die very quickly. No, that's grand. Anyway, Jamie, thanks very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
We better let you get back to the session.
Yeah,
cheers.
Thank you. Good night.